Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, we thank you for the word today. Oh, we thank you for revealed knowledge. Knowledge revealed by your spirit into our spirit, literally bypassing our minds, and then our minds can catch up. Glory to God. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's look once again at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We could call this our golden text because it literally says what we really need to know and understand. Fifth chapter, 23rd verse. The very God of peace sanctify or separate you. Let's think about this. What we're doing here by the Spirit is separating the spirit, the soul, and the body. Of course, for study purposes. But it is vitally important that the Spirit be in ascendancy in our thinking. Very important that it's in that order, spirit and soul and body. That the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calls you, and also he will do it. Now, let's look in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4. This is an amazing verse of Scripture. Verse 12. Are you there? And the Word of God. The Word of God. Now, we're covenant-minded, right? Why is it called the Word of God? Because this is a copy of two covenants. They are promises and facts in blood. The very first in the blood of animals. Then in the blood of a man through circumcision, which Abram was the first, and at that time he entered into a blood covenant with God, and God changed his name to Abraham or Abraham, which that H in the middle is God's name, Hashem. So God in the middle. That blood covenant was the pattern throughout the ages for covenants. And we still practice it today and take great, great store in it, particularly as Christians, as born again people. We practice that. We enter into covenant. A man enters into covenant with a woman, and her name is changed. Well, why her name changed? Well, the man was created first. Now, what was God doing here? It's very simple. Don't get bent out of shape over it. It's very simple. Chain of command. He didn't say the man is to be boss. No, that's not what he said. Hey, well, you're going to submit to me. That's not a man. That's a tyrant. He said, submit to one another. Yes. Of course. But in a chain of command, you got the dad, the mother, and the children. And that's the way God created it. And as I said last week, be very careful with artist renderings. because Adam and Eve did not have belly buttons. And somebody said, well, maybe Adam had a scar. No, he didn't, because God closed it up. Glory to God. So why bring those things out? In order to be very aware. Now, I'm not knocking the artist. That's, you know, but excuse me, please. The important thing here is to put first things first. Spirit and soul, made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions. Or in other words, the intellectual part of the human being. The mind, the will, and the emotions. That's, the soul is made up of that. And then, of course, the body. That's self-explanatory. Now then, let's look in the book of Hebrews chapter 4. The 12th verse. For the word of God is quick, it's alive. Well, we know that from the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. Oh. Alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It did not say the Bible is the sword. And, of course, the Apostle Paul uses in the full armor of God, he uses that as an example and an analogy about the armor of God. And then he, the Apostle Paul is the author of the book of Hebrews. It's his style. He talks about Timothy. And you can believe whatever you want to, but then when Jesus called Kenneth Hagin up to heaven and anointed him with a special anointing to lay hands on the sick, Jesus told him that the Apostle Paul wrote the book of Hebrews, and it's so obvious. He's the educated one. And all of these, it's just Paul all over the place. It just is so rich and so real about the priesthood and all of that. God, I love the book of Hebrews. But listen to this. Dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that's not manifest in his sight. He called the word he. Glory to God. Now, in the Weymouth translation, for the word of God is full of life and power, keener than the sharpest two-edged sword. It pierces even to the severance of soul from spirit. I like the way Weymouth translated that. It pierces even to the severance, or separating, the soul and the spirit. Well, we learned that from the Apostle Paul over in 1 Thessalonians. Well, it's obvious he wrote both these books. He said the same thing. And penetrates between the joints and the marrow, and it can discern the secret thoughts and purposes of the heart. And no created thing is able to escape its scrutiny, but everything lies bare and completely exposed before the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Boy, I'll tell you what, the word will try you on for size. Hey, yeah, the word will judge you. And we should allow it to judge us. And if you judge yourself, you don't get judged. Amen. And you judge not that you be judged. That's the reason you or I can afford to judge political figures. I don't care what their party affiliation is. You can't afford to be doing that. Mm-mm. No. Because they're up against things you and I have never been up against. We talked about that last week. Wicked spirits in the heavenlies. That's the highest ranking devils there is under Satan himself, who used to be Lucifer, as we spoke about earlier this week. So those high ranking devils, somebody goes to Washington, D.C., and all of a sudden there's things coming against their mind and their emotions they don't know anything about. Have no idea why they say one thing at home and then go up there and say something else entirely. So somebody flip-flops. Well, it's not a good thing to do. But now we have an understanding of why. And in a lot of cases, the mind has a tendency to block stuff out. You get up there, and whoa, what is all this? All of a sudden, they treat me like a king, and now everybody hates me, and what did I do? What did I say? I don't remember what I said, but I hope somebody wrote it down. It's a war up there. Because this Satan is, this country is still the most dangerous to Satan on the face of the planet. There's still more word of God being preached out of this nation than all of the other nations on earth put together. That's what we do here. And the devil would like nothing better than to totally wipe it out. Well, he can't do it. It's not his to wipe out. It belongs to Jesus. It was dedicated to him before there ever was a George Washington. And that little boat landed at Virginia Beach. And that little group buried a cross out there and dedicated this land to the preaching of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ before there ever was a nation. Glory to God. Are you glad that you're named after Jesus? Yeah. Glory to God. And named after the Father. I'm a Jesus man. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Word of God is alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Oh, no created thing is able to escape its scrutiny, but everything lies bare and completely exposed before the eyes of Him with whom we have to do by the Word of the living God. Now, Spirit, say it with me, Spirit and soul and body. Now, think about scriptures that the Apostle Paul wrote when he said, I keep my body under control. Let's look at the 12th chapter of the book of Romans. Now, keep this in mind. Say it again. I am a spirit.
I have a soul.
Made up of my mind,
my will,
and my emotions.
Well,
see, that's the intellectual part of you. Let me remind you again of what we read from the Chumash, which is a commentary on the first five books of the Bible. And the King James said, and man became a living soul. Well, no, he didn't. He became a living spirit with a soul. But one of the commentaries said, and man became a speaking spirit like God. This human being created in the likeness of God is the only one. The only one. Say only one.
Only one.
That can choose words and speak them. Choose words and speak them. So words were first and foremost for the release of power, not communication. For God spoke as Spirit created all material things. Then came man. Then came his wife. Amen. So as we said yesterday, God created a chain of command. And, for order and peace. Well, I don't tell Gloria what to do. She doesn't tell me what to do. We love one another. And we are submitted to one another. I have learned so much about kindness and patience from that woman. I'll tell you what. She's just taught me so much over the years. And the more I'm around her, the more I learn. And in a lot of ways, and particularly in some areas, like in patience, she is a lot stronger than I am. But now, because I've learned from her and I've submitted myself to her kindness and her patience with things, I've learned to be a whole lot more patient and kind about things. I learned that from her. She taught me that. Amen. I've learned so much from her. I've learned a whole lot more from her over the last 59 years than she ever learned from me. Can you see where I'm going with this? We're a team. We're not one or the other. We're one. We're a team. Whew. I submit to her. She submits to me. And we just have fun together. We love it. And as you've heard me saying, and a lot of people can't believe this, but, you can believe whatever you want to. But we haven't had an argument. Now, I did. she wouldn't enter in. Glory to God. And look what the woman has taught me. Over almost 60 years now. I mean, 59 years. Look what she's taught me. Because we're one. We're one with God. We're a team with Him. Men, women, children should be we are the handiwork of God. We're His created beings. Made the righteousness of God in Him. Glory to God. But the 12th chapter of Romans, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body. You present your body. You must realize that you are a spirit and God is in your spirit, therefore He is in your body. But you must understand that where your body is concerned and where your mind, your will, and your emotions are concerned, you're the boss. Yeah, but Brother Coleman, hey, quit thinking that. Jesus said, why take ye thought saying? Don't say what you're thinking. Just don't be doing that. But you can say, My mind is my mind. It's mine. And Mr. Devil, you can't make me think anything because I cast that reasoning down. I cast that imagination down. I cast that down out of my mind. And I refuse to be moved. I refuse to be moved by what I feel. Well, my body's the feeler. By what I feel, by what I see. I am only moved by what I believe. And I believe the Word of God. I believe this covenant. I have a covenant relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Glory to God. Now think about this. Jesus, a born again, Holy Spirit baptized man. Now he came into this earth. He was manifested in the flesh. God, his Father, Mary, his mother, manifested in the flesh, but went to hell and suffered like no man before him or any man in the future, because he suffered all sin, all sickness, all disease. He was made a curse for us, and he was made alive in the Spirit. So, he's no longer the only begotten Son of God. Who is Jesus? Think it through. He's the firstborn from the dead. He's the firstborn from the dead. Glory to God. Our number's in there somewhere, but we all have firstborn status. We have firstborn blessing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's my Lord. He's my brother. And God is my Father. And we're out of time.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.